Blessed be God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit.
And blessed be his kingdom, now and forever.
Almighty God, to you all hearts are open, all desires known, and from you no secrets are hid. Cleanse the thoughts of our hearts by the inspiration of your Holy Spirit, that we may perfectly love you and worthily magnify your holy name through Christ our Lord.
Amen.
Lord be with you.
And also with you.
Let us pray. O Lord, make us have perpetual love and reverence for your holy name, for you never fail to help and govern those whom you have set upon the sure foundation of your loving kindness. Through Jesus Christ our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, forever and ever.
Amen.
A reading from the book of Jeremiah. O Lord, you have enticed me, and I was enticed. You have overpowered me, and you have prevailed. I have become a laughingstock all day long. Everyone mocks me. For whenever I speak, I must cry out, I must shout violence and destruction. For the word of the Lord has become for me a reproach and derision all day long. If I say, I will not mention him or speak any more in his name, then within me there is something like a burning fire shut up in my bones. I am weary with holding it in, and I cannot. For I hear many whispering, terror is all around. Denounce him. Let us denounce him. All my close friends are watching for me to stumble. Perhaps he can be enticed, and we can prevail against him and take our revenge on him. But the Lord is with me like a dread warrior. Therefore, my persecutors will stumble, and they will not prevail. They will be greatly shamed, for they will not succeed. Their eternal dishonor will never be forgiven. O Lord of hosts, you test the righteous. You see the heart and the mind. Let me see your retribution upon them. For to you I have committed my cause. Sing to the Lord, praise the Lord, for he has delivered the life of the needy from the hands of the evil doers. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
stranger to my own kindred, an alien to my mother's children. Zeal for your house has eaten me up. The scorn of those who scorn you has fallen upon me. I humbled myself with fasting, but that was turned to my reproach. I put on sackcloth also, and became a byword among them. Those who sit at the gate murmur against me, and the drunkards make songs about me. But as for me, this is my prayer.
Reading from the letter of Paul to the Romans. Should we continue in sin in order that grace may abound? By no means. How can we who died in sin go on living in it? Do you not know that all of us who have been baptized into Christ Jesus were baptized into his death? Therefore, we have been buried with him by baptism into death, so that, just as Christ was raised from the dead by the glory of the Father, so we too might walk in newness of life. For if we have been united with him in death like this, we will certainly be united with him in a resurrection like this. We know that our old self was crucified with him so that the body of sin might be destroyed, and we might no longer be enslaved to sin. For whoever has died is freed from sin. But if we have died with Christ, we believe that we will also live with him. We know that Christ, being raised from the dead, will never die again. Death no longer has dominion over him. The death he died to sin, once and for all. But the life he lives to God. So you also must consider yourselves dead to sin and alive to God in Christ Jesus. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Thank you. The Holy Gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ according to Matthew.
Glory to you, Lord Christ.
Jesus said to the 12 apostles, "A disciple is not above the teacher, nor a slave above the master. It is enough for the disciple to be like the teacher, and the slave like the master. If they have called the master of the house Beelzebub, how much more will they malign those of his household? So have no fear of them, for nothing is covered up that will not be uncovered, and nothing secret that will not become known. What I say to you in the dark, tell in the light, and what you hear whispered, proclaim from the housetops. Do not fear those who kill the body but cannot kill the soul. Rather fear him who can destroy both soul and body in hell. Are not two sparrows sold for a penny? Yet not one of them will fall to the ground apart from your Father. And even the hairs of your head are all counted. So do not be afraid. You are of more value than many sparrows. Everyone, therefore, who acknowledges me before others, I also will acknowledge before my Father in heaven. But whoever denies me before others, I also will deny before my Father in heaven. Do not think that I have come to bring peace to the earth. I have not come to bring peace, but a sword. For I have come to set a man against his father, and a daughter against her mother, and a daughter-in-law against her mother-in-law. And one's foes will be members of one's own household. Whoever loves father or mother more than me is not worthy of me, and whoever loves son or daughter more than me is not worthy of me. And whoever does not take up the cross and follow me is not worthy of me. Those who find their life will lose it, and those who lose their life for my sake will find it." The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Christ.
In the name of God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Did you hear, really hear, what Isaac just read to you from Matthew? If so, I'm surprised that instead of responding, "Praise to you, Lord Christ," you didn't say, "What?" The gospel from Matthew has Jesus saying, "Do not think that I have come to bring peace to the earth. I have not come to bring peace, but a sword." Huh? What? Wait a minute. Isn't this the one we've named Prince of Peace? So what does he mean by saying he comes to bring division to the earth, even pitting family members against each other? This is hardly the stuff we expect to hear from Jesus. Now let me tell you, it's not what I wanted to preach on today. This is one of those times when I wish that I could just preach on whatever I want to. But in the Episcopal Church, we are constrained to preach on an appointed lectionary. And the lectionary covers the whole body, Bible, not just the more palatable sections. So you see, we are encountering in this morning's gospel lesson the uncomfortable words of Jesus. These are some of the hard sayings of Jesus. And we need to wrestle with them and try to seek to understand what he's saying to us. So this morning I invite you to join me in wrestling with this text, which is what I've been doing all week long. I want you to join me in my discomfort. If you didn't know it before, I want you to know this now. The gospel of Jesus Christ is not the gospel of success. It is not the gospel of health wealth, and power that is preached by so many televangelists today. Instead, the gospel of Jesus is the gospel of the cross. And that's what Jesus meant when he said in today's reading, "Whoever does not take up the cross and follow me is not worthy of me." He knew he was headed to the cross. And he knew that the cross means division. Jesus always upset the status quo. Remember, after his first sermon in his home synagogue in Nazareth, the local congregation, the people he had grown up with, wanted to kill him for what he said. Then the religious leaders turned against him. And then the politicians eventually crucified him. Even his family rejected him, calling him at one point beside himself, deranged. Well, sad to say, things haven't changed that much in 2,000 years. When Jesus is taken seriously, look out. It's going to cause trouble. One of my favorite writers, Flannery O'Connor, wrote in a letter to a friend, "What people don't realize is how much religion costs. They think faith is a big electric blanket, when of course it is the cross. What people don't realize is how much religion costs." Even when it comes to the most important, stabilizing institution of society, the family, Jesus brings division. He made it clear when he said, "Whoever loves father or mother more than me, whoever loves son or daughter more than me, is not worthy of me." Several years ago, when I was interim rector of a parish in Ohio, I went to the hospital to see a parishioner who was very sick. She was in ICU. And a young woman whom I had not met was standing by my parishioner's bed when I walked in. We introduced ourselves to one another, and she told me that she felt that she was a part of the sick woman's family. And she began to tell me her story. This younger woman had been raised in the Jewish faith. And during her time with the sick woman's family and through her association with our Episcopal church there, she discovered the Lord Jesus Christ and became a believer and converted to Christianity and was baptized. Well, you know the result, of course. Her Jewish family disowned her, would have nothing to do with her. The sick woman's family, in effect, became her family. When I read today's gospel, I thought of that incident. Even today, believing in Jesus will divide a family. It doesn't have to be a case of different faiths. It often is the case of someone taking Jesus seriously when the rest of the family doesn't. The values that we hold as Christians are often in conflict with the prevailing values of our society. And we find parents and children divided, divided and disagreeing over lifestyles or ethics or morality. Jesus causes conflict. And let's face it, most of us prefer to avoid that aspect of being people of faith. We want everyone to agree and just get along. We don't want the demands discipleship places on us. And yet, by virtue of our baptism, we are called to discipleship. And discipleship is costly. If I've heard it once, I've heard it 100 times. Don't preach politics from the pulpit. I pray I'm not. I hope I'm preaching the gospel. And truth be told, the gospel can be offensive. When you and I recite the baptismal covenant, I think too often we just simply say the words that are before us in the prayer book instead of really realizing what we're saying. And nowhere is that more true than the question, will you strive for justice and peace among all people and respect the dignity of every human being? Well, if we do that, we'll find the cost of discipleship. You and I know that we live in a world where justice and peace for all is not reality, where the dignity of every human being is not respected. And when you and I strive for justice and peace, we will encounter resistance. Look at what's happening in our world right now. Muslims coming out of a prayer meeting at a mosque are attacked. Congressmen are shot at a baseball practice game, and after a day or so of genuine remorse and reflection, some political ads use the shootings as an example of one party gunning for another. Nooses are found hanging in the African American Smithsonian Museum in Washington. Rampant and random shootings abound here in our Chattanooga neighborhood and all over the city. And what is our response? Do we simply shrug it off and say, ain't it awful? Or, well, that's just the way it is. Or do we just not talk about it, even here at church, because we don't want to offend those who see things differently? You can be liberal, you can be conservative, but above all, you and I are called to be disciples. And that means we must take Jesus seriously. We mustn't come to church to be comforted, but to be disturbed enough to try to follow Jesus. And that means working for justice and peace and respecting the dignity of every human being. And if we don't do that, then we are just pretending to follow Christ. Do not think that I have come to bring peace to the earth. I have not come to bring peace, but a sword. Amen.
Let us stand together and profess our faith in the reading of the Nicene Creed, found on page 10 in our pamphlet. We believe in one God, the Father, the Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, of all that is seen and unseen. We believe in one Lord, Jesus Christ, the only Son of God, eternally begotten of the Father, God from God, light from light, true God from true God, begotten, not made, of one being with the Father. Through him all things were made. For us and for our salvation, he came down from heaven. By the power of the Holy Spirit, he became incarnate from the Virgin Mary and was made man. For
our sake he was crucified under Pontius Pilate. He suffered death and was buried. On the third day he rose again, in accordance with the Scriptures. He ascended into heaven and is seated at the right hand of the Father. He will come again in glory to judge the living and the dead, and his kingdom will have no end. We believe in the Holy Spirit, the Lord, the giver of life, who proceeds from the Father and the Son. With the Father and the Son he is worshipped and glorified. He has spoken through the prophets. We believe in one holy Catholic apostolic church. We acknowledge one baptism for the forgiveness of sins. We look for the resurrection of the dead and the life of the world to come. Amen.
In peace, we pray to you, O Lord. For all people in their daily life and work. For this community, the nation, and the world.
For all who work for justice, freedom, and peace.
For the just and proper use of your creation.
For the victims of hunger, fear, injustice, and oppression.
For all who are in danger, sorrow, or any kind of trouble.
For those who minister to the sick, the friendless, and the needy.
For the peace and unity of the Church of God.
For all who proclaim the gospel and all who seek the truth.
For Justin, the Archbishop of Canterbury, Michael, our presiding bishop, George, our bishop, for David, our rector, for Pat, our priest associate, for Isaac, our deacon, and for all of us as ministers who share in God's work through this parish and in our lives, and for all bishops and other ministers.
For all who serve God in this church.
For the special needs and concerns of this congregation, especially those on our prayer list. Margaret,
Jean,
Steve,
Nicole,
J.R.,
Claire,
Johnny Jenner,
Paul,
Marie,
Chuck,
Jimmy,
Martha,
Renee,
Russell,
Jaden,
Ryan,
Teddy,
Richard,
Aaron,
Regina,
Irene,
Larry,
Sally,
June,
Michael,
Joe,
Margaret,
Clara,
Baylor,
Shay,
Ed,
Doug,
Cecilia,
Ed,
Alberta,
Tom,
Chad,
Angela,
Tony,
Jane,
Charles,
Rusty,
Deb,
Tony,
Zach,
Gary and
family,
Cliff,
Betsy,
Pat,
Jim,
and Michael.
Hear us, O Lord.
For your mercy is great.
We thank you, Lord, for all the blessings of this life. We pray for the members of our armed forces. We give thanks for those celebrating birthdays this week, especially Gaines Campbell and Marie Carpenter Sugru. We give thanks for those celebrating an anniversary this week, especially Amy and Gaines Campbell. We will exalt you, O God, our King.
We praise your name forever and ever.
We pray for all who have died, that they may have a place in your eternal kingdom. Lord, let your loving kindness be upon them.
Who put their trust in you.
We pray to you also for the forgiveness of our sins. Have mercy upon us, most merciful Father. In your compassion, forgive us our sins, known and unknown, things done and left undone, and so uphold us by your Spirit that we may live and serve you in newness of life, to the honor and glory of your name, through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen.
Almighty God, to have mercy on you, forgive you all your sins through our Lord Jesus Christ, strengthen you in all goodness, and by the power of the Holy Spirit, keep you in eternal life. Amen. The peace of the Lord be always with you.
And also with you.
Walk in love as Christ loved us and gave himself for us, an offering and a sacrifice to God.
Thank you.
The Lord be with you.
Also with you.
Lift up your hearts.
We lift them to the Lord.
Let us give thanks to the Lord our God.
It is right to give Him thanks and praise.
It is right and a good and joyful thing, always and everywhere, to give thanks to you, Father Almighty, Creator of heaven and earth, for you are the source of light and life. You made us in your image and called us to new life in Jesus Christ our Lord. Therefore we praise you, joining our voices with angels and archangels, with all the company of heaven, who forever sing this hymn to proclaim the glory of your name. Holy and gracious Father, in your infinite love you made us for yourself. And when we had fallen into sin and become subject to evil and death, you, in your mercy, sent Jesus Christ, your only and eternal Son, to share our human nature, to live and die as one of us, to reconcile us to you, the God and Father of all. He stretched out his arms upon the cross and offered himself in obedience to your will, a perfect sacrifice for the whole world. On the night he was handed over to suffering and death, our Lord Jesus Christ took bread. And when he had given thanks to you, he broke it and gave it to his disciples and said, "Take, eat. This is my body, which is given for you. Do this for the remembrance of me." After supper, he took the cup of wine, and when he had given thanks, he gave it to them and said, "Drink this, all of you. This is my blood of the new covenant, which is shed for you and for many for the forgiveness of sins. Whenever you drink it, do this for the remembrance of me." Therefore, we proclaim the mystery of faith. Christ has died. Christ is risen. Christ will come again. We celebrate the memorial of our redemption, O Father, in this sacrifice of praise and thanksgiving. Recalling his death, resurrection, and ascension, we offer you these gifts. Sanctify them by your Holy Spirit to be for your people the body and blood of your Son, the holy food and drink of new and unending life in him. Sanctify us also, that we may faithfully receive this holy sacrament and serve you in unity, constancy, and peace. And at the last day, bring us with all your saints into the joy of your eternal kingdom. All this we ask through your Son, Jesus Christ, by him and with him and in him, in the unity of the Holy Spirit, all honor and glory is yours, Almighty Father, now and forever. Amen. And now, as our Savior Christ has taught us, we are bold to say,
Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever.
the gifts of God for the people of God. Take them in remembrance that Christ died and rose for you. Feed on him in your hearts by faith with thanksgiving. Let us pray. Eternal God, Heavenly Father, you have graciously accepted us as living members of your Son, our Savior Jesus Christ, and you have fed us with spiritual food in the sacrament of his body and blood. Send us now into the world in peace, and grant us strength and courage to love and serve you with gladness and singleness of heart, through Christ our Lord. My friends, remember, life is short, and we have too little time to gladden the hearts of those who travel the way with us. So be swift to love, and make haste to be kind. And the blessing of God Almighty, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, be with you now and always. Amen.
Let us go forth in the name of Christ. Alleluia, alleluia.
Thanks be to God.